It's somewhat frustrating, to be honest. We had a similar situation back a number of years ago with the Lake Road, and we were told while the Southern Relief Road was being done that there'd be no money spent on it. We managed at the time to get an application together to get it up to the Minister in the Department of Transport at the time and secured €500,000 for the Lake Road. I'm asking for the same mechanism to put in place, and I'm confident that the Minister and the Department would allocate funding to it. But there's somewhat of a reluctance by Road Centre and Lifford to get this application together. I'm now calling on them as a matter for urgency to put an application together, because there's too many people at risk. We can't put this one on the long finger. There's so many people walking on that road to school. There's so many people walking and coming and going to their work. We've had on-site meetings, all the elected members and the officials, and I think they were all taken aback by the huge volume of traffic. We just need them to get the application in for this. We need to apply for funding.
In terms of the suggestion that perhaps we may see action on that Northern Relief Road starting in 2024, do you have confidence that'll happen?
Well, I'll tell you, like many projects, you have the short-term plan and you have the long-term plan. And well and good if the Northern Relief Road, which is the long-term plan, happens and starts in 2024. I think it'll take a number of years. We all know it takes a long time. But I think in the short term, we need, as a matter of urgency, immediate works. For people who travel that road would know that the carriageway at the moment is not safe for drivers, nor indeed pedestrians. And I mean, so many school buses and everything's using this road. Words have been there for long enough. It's time now for the action.